Recorded live at the Cat's Cradle back in 1998. That is some Archers of Loaf here on the Viva La Mock radio program. What else was in that set of music? You're like, Mockster, where'd you go? Where'd you go? Well, I'm still here. I'm still here. What else? I don't even know what else. Oh, before that, from the Revenge album. From the Revenge album. It was TSOL, the True Sounds of Liberty, doing Nothing for You. Also played some Velvet Underground, title track from the White Light, White Heat release from the Velvets. Leaving Trains in there with a Creeping Coastline of Lights. I want to tell you, I pulled that off the Well Down Blue Highway album that came out back in 1984. Before the Leaving Trains, some New Pornographers. Well, Letter to an Occupant, the song that put them on the map.
This is WRCT Pittsburgh. You're listening to the Jazz Corner.
Thank you. putting down my leg. this county in the temple. So where was he at?
Thank you. FBI. So, if you're outside of our coverage area, remember, you can listen to WRCT online. Live streaming available at www.wrct.org. WRCT Pittsburgh. You have no excuse not to listen.
In a state that's so Come on, baby, let's make it fun. Listen, sweet, I'll repeat. How long has this been going?
Think about you. see. When we're out together dancing cheek to cheek. Heaven, I'm in heaven. And the cares that hang around me through the week seem to vanish like a gambler's lucky streak. When we're out together dancing cheek to cheek. Oh, I love to climb a mountain and to reach the highest peak, but it doesn't thrill me half as much as dancing cheek to cheek. Oh, I love to go out fishing in a river or a creek, but I don't enjoy it half as much dancing cheek to cheek. Dance with me, I want my arm about you, the charm about you will carry me through to heaven. I'm in heaven, and my heart beats so that I can hardly speak, and I seem to find the happiness I seek. When we're out together, dancing cheek to cheek. Mix where Rockefellers walk with sticks, umbrellas.
Thank you. Well, I changed that melody.
Last night I wished upon a star. Ever wonder who we really are? I wish that everyone could be as free as flowing. See the truth and use it to be yourself today, forever. Tossed a penny in a wishing well. Coins and rings made music as they fell. I promised I would never ever tell. But if you can keep a secret, I'll tell you something good. Clear time within your mind, and forever is now.
Forever now. Ronnie Laws, and I play saxophone, flute, and also a vocalist. The household was musical. You know, my mother was the local choir director, you know, in the local church. And she exposed us to different genres of music. B.B. King to Ray Charles, Ella Fitzgerald, Count Basie. I really appreciated the experience of listening to the blues. My brother-in-law, who had just gotten out of the military, he was in the Marine Corps, he was a wannabe saxophone player. And I would, you know, just sort of follow him around, and I would really pay close attention to, you know, how he approached the horn. One day, you know, we were listening to David Fathead Newman being featured with Ray Charles, and I decided to pick it up and actually was able to construct the C major scale. And it really shocked him, because he had no idea that I was paying, you know, that kind of attention to what he was doing. And it was at that point he gave me the horn. He said, "The horn is yours." You know? Basically sort of self-taught myself, you know, bought a method book, learned the fingerings and scales and so forth. And that's what things sort of took off, you know, with me at that point. The decision was between New York and Los Angeles. My brother, you know, was well established in New York, and not just in New York, but throughout the world. So, I wanted to make the decision to sort of establish my own thing. Sessions. That's when I joined up with Doug Korn. He was very innovative, you know, very creative guy, you know, and it was a great experience, working with him. He's the one that introduced me to Maurice White, Earth, Wind & Fire. Maurice heard that I was in town, and he communicated to Doug that, they're looking for a horn player, you know, to be a part of the band. And Doug recommended me. I mean, he could have selfishly said, "No, I'm keeping Ronnie in this band." I followed through on that, and went in audition, thinking that I was going to be a part of the horn section, because in those days, in R&B bands, they all had horn sections. But when Maurice heard me play, he said, "You know, Ronnie, we're just going to go with the one horn," which I thought was, you know, that was a pretty unique thing to do, because, as I said, you know, most of the R&B bands, they all had horn sections. It turned out to be an epic thing, and, you know, with the sound of Earth, Wind, and Fire. Something different, you know, for me, you know, as a solo artist. So, interestingly, when I left the group, it wasn't a good break. Maurice didn't, you know, he didn't accept that too well.